Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. There just are times when a cup of coffee is especially good. Of course, first thing in the morning, but other times as well. The message of having a cup at other times is a signal to relax. The taste and the message to take the time out from what you are doing, sit down and enjoy. So join me. Have you ever given someone unasked for advice? Maybe to a child, a coworker, or a friend? Probably the answer is yes, but maybe not. Perhaps you have had that urge but didn't know how to say anything without damaging the relationship. Also, you may have received advice which was given to you in a harsh and demanding way. That situation will cause most of us to immediately reject the advice and walk away mad. I was thinking about advice and began a bit of research on the topic. In doing so, I came across an article written by psychologist and career counselor Marty Nemko. He contributes articles to Psychology Today and USA News, has his own private practice, a radio show, and has written 10 books. In my search on giving and taking advice, one of his articles caught my eye. It is titled, Give Unasked For Advice. Unasked For. That is the opposite of what I would have thought was a good idea. Many of us come from families or cultures in which direct feedback, even if asked for, is rare. Frankly, in my experience, few of us welcome such advice. In fact, our initial response is likely to be something like, if I wanted your advice, I would ask for it. Or, where do you come off telling me what to do? You think you're so smart. Well, stuff it. Or, we remain quiet, but the anger seethes. In this article, Nemko referenced the perspective of General Electric Corporation's celebrated former CEO Jack Welch, who told him that his proudest achievement was creating a culture at GE that encouraged unasked for advice and feedback, as well as encouragement for fresh ideas. This way, the employees were getting more useful input from me and coworkers that helped them grow and helped the company provide better products and services. In addition, frustrating coworkers could be confronted directly, thus reducing the culture of office politics, backstabbing, paranoia that poisons so many workplaces. As I read this, I thought about my own career and also the stories I have heard from others who have found themselves in negative, discouraging work situations. I will admit, I really never had a boss that was constantly confrontational and critical, but I have experienced such an attitude in my childhood home, the very place where children should learn that correction or critique comes as an act of love so that we may learn and grow in our life skills. Nemko adds this most important advice at the end of his article. Of course, I quote, input, asked for or not, must be dispensed tactfully. For example, a poor way to give advice is to start out with something like, I think you should, or that's awful, fix it. Better. Would you mind if I offered a suggestion? Nemko reminds us, few people will say no. After getting permission, say something like, I've noticed you might consider, simply said, Nimco makes two important points in this article. First, unsolicited advice can clear the air, not just at work, but in families, between friends, etc. But, this is a giant but, it must be given tactfully and it does not have to be accepted. And that's okay. As I read this, I wondered if Dr. Nimco had been reading his Bible. Some examples from Proverbs and James. Chapter 19, Proverbs, verse 20. Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. This verse, in a tactful and loving way, perhaps we should teach our children the wisdom of advice and constructive criticism. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors there is safety. In other words, rather than depending only on our own experience and thinking when making decisions, perhaps we should seek the experience of those who have shown they are trustworthy, as described in James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. There are many places in the Bible, certainly in the words of Jesus, where advice given with kindness is obvious. We humans need each other's counsel, advice, even constructive criticism, but we are not always ready to hear it or act on it at just that time. That may come later. But if done with love and pure motive, it can be a blessing. The book of Proverbs is, as it is often referred to, a book of wisdom. I have often thought and wished that I had read it more and that I had shared it more with my children and followed its wisdom more closely myself. The last part of Nimco's article closes with a section he titles, Advice I'd Give My Child. Quote, when someone gives you an unsolicited suggestion, be grateful. It just gives you a new option. You can always reject it. And if it's criticism, also be appreciative. You can learn from it. I would add to you and me some unasked for advice. May we take some time to read and reflect on the wisdom of Proverbs for the sake of our families and our relationships. Let us pray. Dear Lord, your word is filled with wisdom on how to live, get along with our fellow human beings, and grow in our faith and trust in you. It seems there are million writers, articles, and books to advise us on these issues, and they are very helpful in our maneuvering through life. But help us to be reminded of the wisdom in your word that comes from you, the creator of us all. Who would know better? In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.